Photographs of Big Bling have alighted across social media, with the public wondering if Martin Puryear's large, abstract form is an elephant or a large cat or even a Trojan horse.
I don't know if I see anything in particular, like animal or vegetable or mineral or human like that. But having worked with Martin over the years, I know these things are always the combine of all these ideas. So I just see it as form. My name is Kelly Jones. I'm an associate professor at Columbia University in New York City. I'm also a curator. I've worked with Martin Puryear over the years.
My name is Brooke Kamen Rappaport. I am director and Martin Friedman senior curator of Mad Square Art, which is the program of commissioned outdoor public sculpture at Madison Square Park Conservancy in New York City. Now, the Association for Public Art has brought the sculpture to Philadelphia, which will offer a chance to see the artwork in another location and context.
He has a gift for choosing the right material for the form or the idea. He enjoys making things, he enjoys the materiality, and he enjoys pairing the materiality with the form, and that's part of what makes his work so distinctive. My name is Michael Hurwitz. I'm a furniture maker and a friend of Martin Puryear's.
I think working incrementally, there is a built-in story. I think it isn't just for the artist. I get from people's reactions that they do find something interesting in the way the pieces are made.
That's Martin Puryear in an interview with Art 21 from 2016. Big Bling is strengthened by implicit contradictions in the work. For instance, the materials, the plywood and the chain link fencing are construction grade, but the shackle at the top of the sculpture is refined and made of gold leaf.
I would point out this idea of the shackle because the shackle, as Martin himself pointed out to me, is a common building material that goes back a long time. It's used for rigging, but then, of course, it's also used to fasten a prisoner's wrist or ankles together. So I would point out the kind of confluence between something that's used for building materials that was also used on human bodies.
That sort of gauze-like material that surrounds the piece, I don't really see it as a fencing material in a restraining or forbidding way, so much as it is a way to arrive at a form that allows for the transfer of light and air. If you look at Pavilion in the Trees, a work commissioned by the Association for Public Art in 1993, there's also this sense of letting the elements in and through the work. That kind of permeability is central to how they're experienced, part of what makes them so accessible. The title itself, Big Bling, can be seen as playful.
Of course, the name comes from hip-hop culture of the 1990s.
The idea of bling is both sonic and visual. It's the flash of light from a camera, as well as the sound of money in the cash register. Bling, as a visual trope, is something that is both blinding and also shines light on people who don't get visibility.
It's an abstract work. It's not identifiable as a representation of something. Martin is completely open to different people's interpretations of the work.
I'm sure Martin has an idea or set of ideas that he's preoccupied with while creating the work, but I don't think it's important to him that the viewer seizes that same set of specifics.
It was hugely important for Martin Puryear to speak about Big Bling as a construction and a praise poem, but not to give people the ingredients to interpret the work. He has enormous respect for the viewer and wants them to take from Big Bling what they will.
I think my work has a potential for evolution and change and open-endedness, which to me feels resonant with what it is to live a life.